Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters. We are continuing exploring, discussing the significant topic of reaching the people groups that don't have churches among them. So the topic is the challenge of reaching the unreached people groups. And I can start by saying there are exciting, wonderful news. And there are bad news. The great news is we are living in a very exciting time today. Why? Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. Let me prove it to you. In 180 AD, for each one Christian, there were 360 unbelievers. Right now, one of every eight people is a Christian. Christianity is spreading. God is using his church and pastors and Christian organizations and Christian leaders. In the past few decades in China, Christians grew from 1 million to 100 million, over 100 million. Nepal, 1980, was totally Hindu kingdom with a few persecuted Christians. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of Christians. Churches have been started within each of its more than 100 distinct unreached people groups. Exciting news. God is using his church, pastors in America, many parts of the world, and Christian leaders. Now, the tragic reality is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of them, Muslims, Hindu, and Buddhist. Muslims are the largest unreached people group in the world. Now, very important fact, our goal must be to establish a church in the midst of every people group. Why? Because the gospel easily spread, but does not easily jump. The gospel, Christianity, often spread within a community where relevant churches do exist, but does not normally jump across cultural boundaries between peoples. Especially if there are barriers created by hate or prejudice. Extending the gospel, please pay attention, extending the gospel beyond these cultural barriers requires intentional cross-cultural mission work. Intentional, intelligent, wise cross-cultural mission work. Of course, inspired and guided by the Holy Spirit, of course. Okay, so our focus should not be using all the resources God gave us to establish thousands and tens of thousands of new churches in America. Why that should not be our focus? Because in America, there are already tens of thousands of good, wonderful churches. There are already thousands of pastors and Christian leaders who teach the Word of God powerfully. There are already satellite TV, Christian Americans for the American people. There are already thousands of Christian radio stations. There are so much for the American people. But there is not so much happening among unreached people groups. Who are these people groups? Are those that there is no indigenous community of Christians among them able to evangelize the rest of the people group. they don't have viable churches among them. Okay, let me start sharing some information that relates to this topic. Of course, it is difficult to reach the unreached people groups. Of course, there are so many obstacles. One of them, Google Maps won't get you to most of these people groups. In Nepal, for example, many villages are difficult to reach because of the nation's limited infrastructure. The unreached Bedouin tribes in the Middle East settled far from large urban centers. Of course, there is a lack of knowledge among the pastors and Christian leaders in America about these groups. Yeah, there are difficulties. And one of the reasons is the fear of failures. The gospel is still moving forward, and the exciting things are beginning to happen in spite of our fear of failures. You know, Satan always tried to put fear of failures within all of us. Satan always tried to remind us of the turmoil of the Middle East, the political turmoil, the wars, you know, the persecution, you know, so many negative things happening. However, but despite all of this, the gospel is still moving forward and the exciting things are beginning to happen. So we need to walk by faith because mission is still an act of faith and obedience. So we are not going to wait for perfect circumstances. Now, I need to also to mention to you that we can reach many unreached people groups, unreached people that exist by thinking and praying about God using us. So, for example, the turmoil in the Middle East is driving many unreached communities into parts of Europe and America, where they can be exposed to the gospel. God is working, but we need to pay attention to answer their questions. You know, I always say, I said that before 9/11, the presence of Muslims in America is one of the greatest challenges and opportunity God is giving us Christians today. Because if we can bridge the distance that exists between us and Muslims in America, and we can help just 5% of them enjoy God's love and salvation, they can return home and plant the churches in their native communities. You see? But we need to help Muslims in America first, and we need to teach them not only about Jesus, but also about how to share Jesus effectively with other Muslims, how to answer Muslim questions, how to present Jesus in the most understandable way to Muslims. Okay, so remember, we are discussing this topic, reaching the unreached people groups. So I am just raising some issues to help us examine, discuss, explore how that can happen. Well, I can mention also to you unreached people groups in America, such as refugees. Okay, well, the cities that has the largest refugee communities include Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Dallas. So, actually, if you contact us, our ministry, we can give you more guidance. How can you reach more refugee effectively?
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are out of time for today. We'll continue this topic next time. But I want to mention, I would love to speak at your church to further motivate your fellowship to love all people, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. You can call me 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.